Did you know that for all that I've accomplished in my life, there are still moments where I have imposter syndrome? Absolutely. But it's not self-inflicted, or maybe it is a little bit. Today's going to be a little bit of a different type of podcast episode because I know that there are many of you out there who are feeling this exact same way. And every now and then we could use a little boost of encouragement and a reminder of just who the fuck we are. This morning, I was having a conversation with someone and they asked me what I was doing. I said, well, I'm writing. I'm trying to get my articles and the thoughts together for the next issue for the Mogul Chicks magazine. Plug, plug, make sure you go to mogulchicks.com and order your copy. But I told him I was working on the spring issue. So the person paused and said, you know, I don't understand why you do that. And I responded, well, what do you mean? The person responded, you know, you keep being insistent on making this print magazine. People are going digital. People are on their phones. Don't nobody want to read a print magazine anymore. Nobody wants paper anymore. And I started to respond and then I stopped because this person doesn't know my target audience. They don't know my customer base. They don't know my community. My community has fallen in love with me bringing back a print magazine. Everything is so digitized these days. But that's besides the point. My point is this person isn't doing what I'm doing, can't do what I'm doing, will never do what I'm doing. And I suspect a whole lot of people out in the world today, in your world, are doing the same things. Today, I want to talk a little bit about owning your power and shining, even when they say that you can't. So it won't be too long, but buckle up. Let's talk some real truths. Welcome back to another episode of Mogul Chicks Chat. I'm your host, Adrienne Graham. I'm the CEO and proud founder of Mogul Chicks LLC, and that's Chicks with an X. I am a serial entrepreneur and a self-made businesswoman who is a strategic business growth advisor, published author, mentor, and investor. We help female founders of color grow and scale profitable job-creating companies and eventually get their companies investment ready. We also help groom them into dynamic leaders and CEOs and build legacy wealth in the process. Mogul Chicks is a mindset, a way of life, if you will, and a blueprint for female founders who want to build a legacy of wealth and a generational business empire. We provide strategic business growth solutions and a platform for resources, mentoring, networks, and education. Our mission is to take your company from flat to profit generating to job creating to investment ready. My personal mission is to help you build and run a better company, reimagine the way you do business, and build lasting wealth. Oh, and before I forget, be sure to tag at Mogul Chicks using the hashtag Mogul Chicks Chat on social media. Make sure you rate the show and leave a comment. It helps people find us. Share the love, share the love. So let's get back into it. You guys know me, those of you who've been around for a long time, you know how I am and you know my temperament. And those of you who are new, you're about to find out, but a simple Google search could kind of give you some insight into my mindset, my beliefs, my mantras, and all that good stuff. As I opened up this podcast, I mentioned that someone almost brought my mood down today by challenging the very fact that I have a print magazine, which people say is a dying thing. It's not about the magazine. Let's say that. Okay. So this year, 2023, last year, I had a very extremely personal, challenging year, and it kind of affected every other area of my life. And yeah, I guess you could say I allowed that to happen, but it happened because I forgot who I was, you know. That's not some big revelation or some kind of ego thing, but I forgot my own internal power. I started to believe that what was right was wrong. I started to believe the things I was doing, nobody cared about. I have mentioned long, long time ago in one of my episodes from my previous show, Views from the Top, that I came from a family where everything was kind of quiet and low key. And my first entrepreneurial endeavor was I wanted to sell brownies out in the projects in front of the building. And to that, my mother said, leave people alone. People don't want nothing from you. They don't just don't bother nobody. And that stuck with me for a long time until I started my first business. And it carried along into me in the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey, which technically I started my first company in 1994. But I was entrepreneurial way before that. But anyway, I had to do a lot of work on myself and on my psyche to understand that there were markets for the things I wanted to do. It wasn't so much about finding the market as much as it was giving myself permission and building the confidence to believe that I can produce what people actually wanted and needed. So when that comment was made today, it struck a chord with me and it made me kind of sink back into that space and doubt myself for a moment. Like, why am I doing this work? Why do I do this magazine? Why do I do this podcast? And people are going in a different direction. Yeah, some people maybe are, but you know what? Look at all of the shelves, look at the bookstores, look at the supermarkets. Print magazines are not going anywhere. Sometimes some of us want to disconnect from the technical stuff and just read an old fashioned book or listen, you know, read through a magazine. Like all of my books are available on Kindle and Apple Books and also Amazon and all the other stuff, in addition to being available for print. When I made the magazine, the decision to do the magazine, I specifically wanted it to be print until I figured out a digital strategy. And I'm almost there. I'm not giving any dates or anything about releases on a digital version because I like the print version better. And, you know, I'm still in the rebuilding phase of my life, personal and professional and business. And little setbacks like that, like telling me that I was obsolete or that I was doing something think people didn't want, it brought me back to my childhood. You know, I had amazing parents. I love my mother and father. God bless my dad. He's not here. But they were not entrepreneurial. And non-entrepreneurial parents often don't understand their entrepreneurial children. And it took a really long time for my mother to get it, you know, to understand who I am, what I do, what makes me tick. And my dad, bless him, died knowing that I was starting or had a business at that time. I think I was restarting a business at that time. This was 2002, but it was, oh, that's nice. You know, I had been in Essence. I had been in Black Enterprise. I hadn't been in Forbes yet, but I had been in a lot of different interviews and Financial Times and stuff like that. And his thing was, oh, okay, that's nice. Well, when are you going to get a real job? And that stuck with me for a long time. Not because I was inadequate. I see now, not that I was inadequate, but my parents were employees and workers, and that was their frame for how life should go. My frame was different, and I wasn't wrong. I see now that I'm not wrong, but I wasn't wrong. I always thought of myself as the odd child out, you know, the problem child or whatever, but I always had dreams that were bigger than working for someone 40 hours a week and retiring after 25 years, hell, 50 now in this economy. But I had to learn and deprogram myself from the thinking that I had that, oh, nobody cares. Nobody wants it. And even now at times, and I will admit this publicly, like in social media, anybody can be everything and anything on social media. So I really take that with a grain of salt. But I get a little annoyed still to this day when I post something funny, everybody likes, loves, shares, comments, all the other stuff. But when I post some real shit, some serious stuff about business and stuff that could help you elevate, it's so minimal. Sometimes it's crickets, but it bothers me. And then I started thinking, it's not me. I'm not thinking wrong. I'm not living a wrong life. It's the community that I've built up. And I'm just using Facebook for this example, because my LinkedIn and even my Twitter following, as crazy as Twitter is, they're not so much the same. And even Instagram to a certain degree, but my Facebook community, a majority of my followers, and this is not disrespect, but
they don't care about business. That's not their thing. So it's like talking football to a group of women who are not interested in sports. You see, and I had to learn that. And I don't know why still to this day some things bother me, but I take it personal. And back to the topic at hand, when I have people make comments like the one that was made to me today, it triggers me. And it makes me feel like I'm not valuable enough. Well, let me say this publicly and loudly. I say my affirmations every morning. And two of the affirmations that are in there are, I am enough and I am worthy. There is not a person on this earth who can make me feel any more that I am not enough and I am unworthy. My whole 2023 was filled with that. And I have since broken away from that, and I'm in a better space and a better headspace. And I know my worth and I know my value. And I wanted to share this today, and I just felt compelled to do this podcast because I know there are a lot of you out there who have doubts. And it's bad enough when you have doubts on your own, but then to have someone in your proximity, someone in your inner circle, compound those doubts, it's enough to make you either quit or fall back or hold back from your brilliance. I don't want you to do that. Please don't do that. There, don't let not a single person on this planet tell you are not valuable and that you are not worthy and that you are not enough. You determine your value. I don't care what all these hippy-dippy new age coaches or whatever, and I'm using finger quotes, are about, oh, well, you know, somebody, you got to go with the market and what they say. No, no. You determine your value, because if you don't determine your value, someone else will do it, and they will do it lower than what it really is. So the next time someone tells you that you're doing something that other people don't want, or you're behind the times, or you're obsolete, don't listen to that. You are catering to a specific audience, as am I. And when you cater to that specific audience, they are open and receptive to your delivery and your distribution. Always remember that. Now, I still have a little bit of mindset work to do for myself. I mean, I'm still a pretty powerful chick, but you know what? I've shifted from being a survivor, a strong woman who's a survivor, to being a powerful woman. And you can't take that away from me. My identity, you can't take away my message, and you can't take away my strength. Remember that. Get that tattooed on your arm if you have to. Get it on a cup. I might put that on a cup. But don't let anyone break your soul. I'm Adrienne Graham, CEO and founder of Mogul Chicks, and this has been another Mogul Chicks Chat. I want to help you build a better, more profitable company by providing strategic growth solutions, resources, mentoring, training, and access to capital. Make sure you check out the other episodes, and if you like what you hear, share the love. Pass the link on to your friends. You can find this podcast on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, and of course, on the Mogul Chicks website. Make sure you subscribe. And if you subscribe and leave a comment on any or all of these channels, it helps other people find the podcast too. Sharing is caring. For more information about how we work with you to grow and scale your company, visit us online at mogulchicks.com. Send an email to contact@mogulchicks.com. Or you can connect with us all over social media at LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Pinterest, and everywhere else at Mogul Chicks. And that's Mogul Chicks with an X. And if you're not yet part of the Mogul Circle, if you're doing over $1 million in revenue annually, what are you waiting for? There's so much value in membership and the communities. Or if you prefer a good program or trying to move beyond startup phase, check out the Mogul Chicks Academy at mogulchicksacademy.com. I'll catch you on the next episode. Mogul Chicks are always a step ahead of the crowd, and they're always closing deals. Remember, Mogul Chicks make mogul moves and power plays. Your move. Now go be profitable. Bye.